listening to Real World News. Costa Rican ecologists question changes of ministers. In Costa Rica, Laura Chinchilla's administration announced in late July changes in the ministers, including the announcement that Foreign Affairs Minister René Castro will now be the Minister of Environment, Energy and Telecommunications, or MINAET, a decision questioned by several social actors. Environmental organizations remember Castro for his role in the Minister of Environment between 1994 and 1998 under José María Figueres' administration. During that period, he promoted mining and oil concessions and systematically attacked the ecologist movement while promoting the first climate market mechanisms in the country. A press release issued by COECOSEBA, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica, says, quote, Mr. Castro is remembered for his sad role in the Ministry of Environment. He opened the doors to two of the world's most polluting industries, mining and oil activity. The organization claims that the country is suffering today the consequences of Castro's decisions. His term in office was marked by the many favors done to the oil industry to allow its activities without the need for an environmental impact study. COECOSEBA's press release reads, quote, We also remember its role in the country's energy model that led to its privatization. It wouldn't surprise us to learn that during his administration, there will be a massive installation of dams in our rivers, causing serious social and environmental problems. Isaac Rojas, member of COECOSEBA and International Forest and Biodiversity Coordinator at Friends of the Earth, told Real World Radio that as a result of the recent pressure on Chinchilla's administration, the Costa Rican government proposed a decree that sets a three-year moratorium on oil expansion. Rojas believes that the reaction of the newly appointed ministry is misleading and that this is a smokescreen on the Melon oil case, which expects to sign a gas and oil exploitation contract in an area that amounts to 20% of the Costa Rican territory. You are listening to Real World News.